Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hola, mi amigo.
Rufus, my brother. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. I can't complain. Glad to be here on a Thursday at the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. I couldn't think of any place I'd rather be.
Yeah.
Except collecting a lottery check, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you hear me? Do I sound okay?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now? Okay. So I'm actually, I got my quote-unquote studio set up. And so I'm broadcasting for the first time in my quote-unquote studio, on my studio mic.
I definitely can hear the delicious silkiness of your voice. It's there. It's there. You're
really?
Right on. Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, spot on.
Excellent.
Sounds like you. Sounds like you've been drinking American Rut all afternoon.
I have been drinking and creating American Rut, actually. It goes right through you, but it leaves a good aftertaste.
I'm going to leave that up to your professional opinion.
Okay, great.
So you're all settled in the new
yeah,
day, sir?
Yeah, we're totally settled in. The last piece of the puzzle was getting this little studio set up so I can just come in here and plug in and do, you know, music or voice or this show, and I just got that done, so I'm ready to rock. I'm looking forward to this
weekend.
Ready to rock. I'm
going
to take that
Chinese
track you sent this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Have I had Chinese food?
You still there, Rufus?
Yeah, I think Skype is having more issues than usual today for some reason.
Just because you have that Chinese food across the street now that I saw in the video.
Yeah, it smells great every day. Every night at about 6 p.m., they roll out a cart and it's loaded up with Chinese food so that drunk people coming back from the La Cazade can, grab a fistful of orange chicken.
No shit.
Yes.
How is it that people in third world, well, I wouldn't call it, in the lesser countries, the secondary world countries, let's just call it that, are the most creative, ingenious, go-getter people that there is? Instead of just being lazy, fat American slobs.
Well, I think Americans are just as go-gettery. They're just slapped with too many, bullshit regulations and shit that kind of stifle getting anything done.
You're exactly right, Rufus. You're definitely exactly right. It is. American, we're supposed to be, all about entrepreneurial spirit and whatnot, but if you can't pay the $10,000 to get your shit started and inspected, you might as well just forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long before you get yourself a little cart out front, sell a little something?
Well, as soon as we have some Hyper Sloth ale to sell, I'll be right outside my front door doing it.
I just would hate to shut down O'Shea's. I don't know how Jim would feel about that.
I don't think we'd shut down O'Shea's. We'd just go to O'Shea's and say, here's a case of our beer for free. Your people are going to love it, and then the next case is going to be $300.
Yeah, that sounds like a fair thing. Let's just go get some Tona and make some. We'll just make some labels that can go over the Tona labels. Tona. Oh wait, you drink Frost now, Victoria Frost.
Yes. I bet it would be pretty easy just to get our beer in every bar down the strip. I bet people would, just because it's such a novelty and all the tourists here, they're all about novelty.
See, and that's the sad part about the American beer scene is that every fucking two-bit, I don't know, what do you call those hipster in the world would, be all finicky up in Hyper Sloth Ale's face, just not getting to know the real sloth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say that they're probably not our target market. And, you know, fuck those guys. We can build an advertising campaign about how we don't give a shit about those guys, and I bet it would take off.
It would take off, and you know what's funny? Those would be the guys who are like, yeah, man, they hate us so much, I got to be into them. I just got to.
Like, that's right. It's like hipster reverse psychology.
Exactly. We'd end up with, like, the biggest fan base of hipsters in the world. I got a question for you, Rufus, and I'm just calling on your expertise here. Why do debit and credit cards expire now? Is there a reason for that? Can you think of any logical reason why your bank would say, okay, it's time for a new card? Just out of curiosity.
I had never thought about it, but now that you mention it, that makes no sense. I mean, your checkbook doesn't expire. Why would, especially
right.
a debit card, why would that expire?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
That's
because
dumb.
I got a thing from my bank saying, your debit card is basically no longer good. Look for your replacement card in the mail in the next few days. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah, and they don't get, you don't have to pay to get a new card, right? So there's no extra money in it for them.
My personal guess is that they probably have encoded the card. Yeah, this is a conspiracy theorist inside of me. With some kind of new information gathering thing on the magnetic strip, you know what I mean? That basically can tell them just about anything about your buying habits that they end up selling to other people, obviously.
Yes. Now, oddly enough, that totally ties into a conspiracy theory I have about credit cards that I came up with a couple of weeks ago. A guy that I used to work with, he emailed me, and he explained this weird thing that happened to him with Google, because I'm the Google guy, you know, right? And so he said, here's what happened. He said that he moved into a new apartment, and on the way home from work, he stopped into, like, Home Depot, and it was a complete impulse buy, and he bought a new toilet seat for this new apartment. It was a Kohler brand toilet seat. And when he got home, he Googled how to install a Kohler toilet seat. Except he didn't make it that far. He just typed, how do you install, and it suggested Kohler toilet seat. Now, what are the odds that of all the things people would want to learn how to install, it would suggest that? Unless, here's my conspiracy theory. I think that credit card is probably tied to his Google account, and he used it at Home Depot, and Home Depot's database said, hey, Google, this guy likes Kohler toilet seats.
Well, I mean, I understand how you're thinking it is, but I'm pretty sure it was because the government was listening to him through his car radio, probably. Don't you think? That's probably the more reasonable explanation, I would think. You know what's funny is that actually happened to me. That happened to me not that long ago. I can't remember what I was doing, but I started typing something in, and I'm like, holy shit. And then you know what I realized? It was like in the past, I was like Googling how to install a well pump. Or whatever, you know what I mean? So basically you get like two letters
right.
in and it's jumping down your throat trying to feed you something.
Yes.
And I can't even tell you how many times. Have you ever been like got onto Google something, you're like, okay, and then something else comes up and you end up forgetting what you were Googling in the first place? You're like, why the fuck am I even on here?
Oh,
I can't even remember.
That explains everything I do online. No matter where I go, I never end up where I thought I was going to go.
Yes, it's a very strange phenomena, this thing. You know, and basically...
It sucks. What's that?
After you.
I was going to say, it sucks because I work online. So I get online at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and then by 5 o'clock, I've done nothing but watch YouTube videos.
I can totally agree with that. Unless I'm pressing a really hard deadline, I easily could get on and waste a whole day just surfing the net for stupid shit and then buying said stupid shit going, wow, did I really need that? And then when it comes to the mail going, wow, I don't even remember. I was like under Google hypnosis, Amazon hypnosis to buy shit.
Wow.
You know, thinking of one reason why it is good that you can – that a credit card renews itself. I was just thinking about this just when we were talking about that,
mm-hmm.
was that it is a good idea because when I end up signing up for shit and it's like, yeah, just come back within, you know, a month and decline your invitation to, like, stay joined or whatever, you know what I mean, your membership, and
right.
don't be charged anything. It's only, like, at the end of every 4 years that I get my bank statement, like, what the fuck is that? You know, what is that charge? And it turns out it's, like, 10 different
yeah.
stupid things I signed up for going, yeah, I'll remember to go back and cancel this. So at least they get cleaned out.
Yeah, I'm horrible about that. I swear to God, I signed up for like 10, 30-day free trials a week, and then 6 months later, I'm like, why do I keep getting charged for this thing? And
yeah,
of course, it never makes sense what they put on the bill, you know?
It is. It's like Visor Inc., you know, something like so. Thing. And then lots of times you're like, well, that's probably a legitimate charge right there, more than likely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a LLC. It's got to be legitimate.
Right, obviously. It's got a storefront. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. So what did the day consist of down there? Is it still the rainy season, or does the rainy season go on for, like, a year or half a year? Or?
I was just thinking about that today. I think it's drying up because it rained once today briefly, but that's it. So I think we're coming out of it. But that was pretty much the whole day as I worked, and then I saw rain. And then I did this show.
Awesome.
I've done nothing else.
Sounds like a pretty square day, if you ask me. I don't have a problem with that day. You know what I did today? I actually took a little time off work this afternoon, and I mowed the yard.
Really?
And you know what I realized? This is going to sound so sad. You know, I got a riding mower or whatever, and I'm putting the blade down. I'm getting ready to mow, and I'm like starting to have second thoughts. I'm like, man, if you get one strip into the yard, you pretty much got to mow the whole thing. I mean, that's a pretty serious commitment, you know, instead of just, cause you can't, like, leave your yard half mowed. I mean, I have, and I'm not proud of it, but I have done it, but only for, like, a day or so. But it's like I just couldn't commit. I couldn't commit, but I finally did. I'm like, yeah, damn it. Now here goes an hour and a half.
I would let my lawn back home get so fucking overgrown. We had a push mower. We didn't have enough room or enough space to need a riding mower, so we had a push mower. And it would get so overgrown that eventually the grass clippings would choke the blade and the entire thing would just come to a screeching halt. And I'd have to lift it up and, like, kick out all the grass and stuff. And so,
right.
yeah, there's several times where I got halfway done and I'd kicked out grass 10 times. I'd been like, fuck it. And I just left the lawnmower there in the middle of the yard with half of it mowed and just...
I love
week
the
later.
Classic lawnmower in the middle of the yard. That's the classic. I mean, that could be a t-shirt. You know what I mean?
I'm kidding, yeah.
Like, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm done. I've had my fucking fill of this. This is, no, not today. Not anymore. Yard wins.
That could definitely be
yard
an
one,
album cover.
Zero. You're just sitting out there while you're sitting back on a chair doing nothing. Watching, you know what? While you're texting.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that's how I got to spend my afternoon was. You know, you're not going to believe this story, Rufus. Are you sitting down? I hope you're sitting down for this show.
Yeah, should I lay down? I'm sitting down.
You know, that story reminded me of Roehampton days when we let the yard would get pretty shaggy at Roehampton, and I'm thinking back, I feel sorry for our neighbors over there, even though the one guy across, but actually the neighbors were kind of cool, the ones that we actually ever saw, which wasn't very many. But I still have the mower that I used to mow Roehampton, the little red CD mower called Pepe. And Pepe is my little mule, man. That thing has been, well, it's been 25 years. And Pepe runs strong, man. Runs strong. And it's been left outside for winters. And the oil's never been changed or anything. This was just like, this machine was built like on a Monday or something, or on a Wednesday when people were like at the highest at the factory. Because this thing just rocks.
Wow. That's a pretty good endorsement.
Yeah. Well, and I've been through like eight other mowers that I was like, yeah, but they're Pepe is good, but I, you know, might as well get one that's a little easier or whatever. And they always fucking break after like 6 months.
Oh yeah, especially when you don't change the oil, like I never have.
Well, you know, and if you, I'm telling you, up changing the oil in a car or like the radiator fluid is like the worst thing you can do. It's like updating the software on your computer. It's like right after it happens, something bad with your computer goes wrong. You know, like after you change your oil, you're like all of a sudden. Your car's wanting you to do other shit to it. It's like, hey, I was a finely tuned machine. Why do you have to go messing with perfection?
Yeah, well, it lubes up all those things that are like on the verge of breaking. So it just makes everything else easier to break.
Right, everything
like,
that's
oil
held
now
together by rust immediately starts breaking.
I actually had a vehicle that I never changed the oil in when I was in college. And this is a vehicle that, wow, a lot of things happened to this one. This is the one that got stolen, and then I stole it back. And then the one motorcycle cop ran into. Huh?
Is that the Escort?
Yeah, the Escort.
Yeah, the red
and
Escort?
I never changed the... I've had two red Escorts. This is
that's
the first
right,
one that went through all the shit.
This is the one before
I,
you...
I never
before
changed the oil. Yeah. It's the one before we met, and it overheated so bad because the oil, I guess everything just seized up in it one day, and I was in
right.
South Austin. And it heated up so bad that, you know, the needle was just pinging all the way to the right. The check engine light was on. There was smoke coming out of it, and I was like, well, it's just, you know, 10 more miles before I get home. And it fucking died. It died, and I opened the hood, and just all the smoke came out. And I don't remember, you know, if my dad helped me out. I don't remember what happened in the interim. But basically what happened is it overheated so much and I pushed it so hard that the entire engine block, like, warped into a U-shape. And they were like, we can't do anything for this car ever. You know, they had to trash it.
That, you know, when I was a teenager, I had a lawn mowing business called Tough Turf. This is a true story, and we had a motto. It's called "No Turf Too Tough for Tough Turf." If, you know,
wow.
My marketing genius was created in my early teens. But we had this old rusty Ford pickup truck with like a huge engine, a 390. I mean, it's a big ass pickup truck, but it was old, like 1970. And we picked up this load of rocks. Probably it was a half ton truck, and we probably put a ton and a half of rocks in the back of it. And we're driving it across town, and, I mean, like your car, it was pegged. The red needle was pegged and stuff, whatever. And it quit running, so we pull over. And we open the hood, and no lie, Rufus, the engine block was glowing red. This is a true story. The engine block literally was glowing red. And so we let it cool down for, like, a day, went back, and it fucking started right back up.
Unreal.
Yeah, that is a true story. It was unreal, though. It was glowing red.
That would scare the shit out of me.
It was scary, dude. We thought it was going to blow up, but we, like, ran away from it. Like, holy shit. I mean, obviously, it seemed like it would definitely catch on fire.
You would think so, yeah.
Alas, that's probably when American shit was built by real Americans.
Yeah, on Wednesdays.
Instead of hardworking Mexicans.
That's true. But they're not hardworking.
Well, there's a lot of Hispanics up here where I'm at, believe it or not.
In Elkhart, Indiana?
Yeah, it's because Elkhart is the RV capital of the world, right? They make every brand of RV, like motorhomes to little towables, right here in Elkhart. Like 90% of around the world are made right here. And so these Hispanic guys come up here looking for work. And I'm telling you what, ask any general manager of any of these factories. I mean, they're huge factories, right? They employ like 4,000 people or whatever. And they are like, I'd rather hire a Mexican guy than a white trash guy any day. You know, at least they're going to show up.
That.
Usually they got a brother that they want to get a job who's, you know, then they start managing their own little crew, basically, of people that they hire in, and nobody has to put up with bullshit. That's been my experience so far, right. Even in working in kitchens.
That's true. Wow, that is true. You're right. I seem to recall that I used to run, this was after Roehampton, I was office manager for a labor place, like a day labor, you know, daily work, daily pay place. And I do remember that every Hispanic dude that came in, I could totally count on them to come back and get the job done. There'd be no complaints. But it was the white guys that were always, like, you know, trying to sneak in a bottle of hooch at, like, 8 in the morning. And I was always getting calls from the foreman saying that they're drunk or, like, you know, pissing on the fucking 2x4s or something. But, yeah, the Hispanic guys are always reliable.
I don't know. Did you get my emails yesterday that I sent to you last night, Rufus?
About playing bass or the one about getting
an assistant? Yeah, about playing bass or about – I don't know if you saw me post on the Facebook that I wondered if I was the only person that got W.C. Fields and Winston Churchill confused.
I didn't see that, no.
I mean, aren't they kind of interchangeable?
Kind of. I think you never saw them in the same room together.
Interesting point, Rufus. More conspiracy theory.
That is more. I mean, we should build a dedicated website all about that.
So I started thinking about that, and I decided to look up famous quotes from Winston Churchill. Let me see if I can find this one here. And I posted them on here somewhere. Here we are.
He was pretty good, right? He could shoot from the hip pretty well, I think.
Yeah, he was, actually. This is one of them. I have taken more good from alcohol than alcohol has taken from me.
Wow.
Pretty deep, I guess. Here's another one.
I think that goes on the Hypersloth beer label.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear all of these. These are all excellent ones about booze or drinking. This one might be my personal favorite. When I was younger, I made it a rule never to take strong drink before lunch. It is now my rule never to do so before breakfast.
Awesome.
So these are actually true. These are real quotes from him. Here's another one. The water was not fixed to drink. To make it palatable, we had to add whiskey. By diligent effort, I learned to like it.
Diligent effort.
Here's probably the one that I can relate to the most. I neither want it, in quotation marks, brandy, nor need it, but I should think it a pretty hazardous to interfere with the ineradicable habit of a lifetime.
Wow. Yeah. That's
applicable.
Well,
don't mess with perfection. When your chemistry's right, I mean, obviously, the man had his chemistry right.
Right.
But, I mean, I was going to put a picture up there of W.C. Fields and Winston Churchill next to each other, but then I lost my train of thought. I probably Googled something and ended up buying something I don't remember.
Probably. You signed up for a free trial.
Oh, I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did. No doubt about it. Then at the end of the month, I'm like, there should be, my debit card should have like $5,000 on it. What do you mean there's like $1,800? And it turns out that they're all like monthly fees that are adding up to like $600 or $700 a week.
You probably signed up for a service that emails you a Winston Churchill quote every week.
Probably did. Actually, you know what I signed up for was a service that lets you know when your other services that you're not using are still charging you.
God damn, dude. There you go again with a brilliant idea. That's wild. Wow.
I guess we stepped into the Hypersloth think tank.
Dude, listen to this. You know how easy it would be to build a little extension for Chrome or Firefox, right? So you install it, and then it detects if the page you're on is asking for a credit card or something, and it starts glowing red, and it says, do you want to add this to your calendar of reminders? And then you say yes, and it knows that, boom, whatever you signed up for there, it's going to remind you a week before 30 days is up.
Oh, I love it. God, do you know how to do that? Any idea how to do that?
No. No, but I bet somebody on Elance.com will do it for pretty cheap.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking, Rufus, was that some we could outsource that and probably have it done in like an hour for $29.
Yeah. I mean, it could, there's so many things it could, like, check for. It could, like, check the page for asking for a credit card number or just, like, the phrase free trial or 30 days or something like that. And then it just notifies you. A little pop-up says, do you want to be reminded to cancel this? And you say yes, and it just saves it in a queue. God damn.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Or even, you know what, even you could even have a part of it that will just bookmark. You bookmark and say, hey, I need to come back to this page in 29 days. Because you know how hard it is ever to find the unsubscribe page after you sign up or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you're like, what the fuck? I can't find the unsubscribe thing. I'm getting all this junk mail lately, and it's worthless junk mail because it's mostly gay porn. So, I mean, unless you're into gay porn, that's worthless. But
you can forward that to me, will you?
I think that's what happened. I think us texting back and forth has kind of probably ruined my phone for gay porn now. Thanks, Rufus. And then you said you were a hetero bottom.
A hetero bottom. That got picked up by Google.
they probably heard it in the speakers on your bike. They're probably listening to you through the air inputs on your tires of your bike. Did you name your bike yet? I asked you that last time. You didn't have an answer.
Pepe, actually.
There, you know what? I was going to suggest Pepe because it's your little red bike, like my little red mower, so it looks like you're in for good things.
That's his name as of right now.
Actually interesting to see the inside of your place there. It looks pretty cool. It was a nice little video you put together.
It's very cool, very homey. It's the first place we've been in that really feels like a house and not like some kind of vacation-y place or a dump.
Boy, you really got some harsh feelings with that last place there.
It was bad. I was just stuck there all fucking day, man, and I quickly learned it wasn't going to work out.
Well, obviously your wife and your son were stuck there as well, right?
Well, the kid goes to school.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And wife volunteers at school. Yeah. Or
she does?
You know, goes out and, yeah.
Does something else. Well, that's cool that she can volunteer at the school.
Yes.
You got a frog in your throat?
I do. Its name is Victoria.
Oh, uh-oh. Hey, any chance of playing Beer and Spood here?
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll it.
Call in with your request.
This
folks.
Is a song? Absolutely. And visit us at hypersoftradio.com. Or call in 646-478-0616 now.
Yeah, beer is smooth, I get all the time.
that is the best song in the world.
Get your own copy at www.hypersloppradio.com or on iTunes, CD Baby, or what's the one I always forget, Rufus?
Google Play, Amazon.
Oh.
About it. But
there's more than one
place.
Yeah, that's any place that any normal person would be searching for stuff, unless you're looking for Hypersloth goods on the Silk Road, which has been shut down now.
That's true. Have you ever... Oh, man, the first time I heard about Silk Road, I actually went to the Silk Road.
Yeah, you told me that.
I heard about it at... Oh, did I really? Yeah, it was pretty fucking...
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
So what happens if you get stuck with a buttload of bitcoins now? I mean, are you shit out of luck? Because that's like the only place you could use a bitcoin was on the Silk Road, right?
I don't know. I saw something today on a otherwise legitimate website. God damn, I can't remember what its service was. But it was completely unrelated to anything like that. And, it was a Chrome plugin that what it does is it blocks, like, various tracking cookies and shit, you know, if you don't want to see ads or whatever. And it's free, but they ask to, you know, you to donate a certain amount of dollars if you feel like it. And they took donations in Bitcoin, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like you can take the Bitcoin to the bank. I mean, it's not really worth anything as far as I understand. I mean, other than there. Did you see how the guy got busted, though? This guy, Ross William.
No, I didn't read the story. I just heard about it.
Yeah, he got busted. They've been trying to find the guy for like 3 years or whatever, and, you know, he's deep under all this coded, weird, alternative web shit. He used a credit card or something and used his real address and shit, and they just followed him back and busted him. He, like, broke his own biggest rule.
What an idiot. He deserves to get busted.
Yeah. I mean, he had $300 million fucking dollars.
What?
Let's
see. Shit.
Yeah. And $4 million worth of bitcoins. It says
how
here.
Did he make his money? Because it was just a marketplace. It was like eBay for, you know, guns and crack. I mean, where did he get his
he got
from?
A little
like
a piece of every little sale, I guess, to be hosting
wow.
the site. Yeah, he's
so there was
super
so
duper
much
rich.
Illicit shit. So much illicit
it was
shit
earning,
sold for that
says
site
it was
that he made
$300
million.
$45 million in annual revenue.
Good God. How did he launder that, I wonder?
They turned over $1.2 billion in revenue. I have no idea. I guess you could do all this offshore, couldn't you? Really?
Yeah, I guess. Huh.
Yeah. Well, lucky. I mean, if I had $10 million, Rufus, I think I would just say fuck it. Wouldn't you?
I would say fuck it, too.
I mean, you already said fuck it. You're doing the smart thing. You're in some other country where people are normal.
Yeah, but I still have a job. But $10 million, I'd totally.
Well,
say
no,
fuck.
I
don't need $5 million.
I don't mean you don't have a job. I'm just saying that you're probably living a better way of life down there. This is all I could think about the other day was that I get like 4 quality hours a day. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm not sleeping or working. Basically, you get like 4 hours a day to think. Or no, then you're like mowing the yard or doing some fucking mundane task. Maybe it used to be didn't live to work. Now you live to work. All I can think is like it's like a snowball. You know, computers are faster, shit's happening faster, technology's faster. All that shit is just like making it so you have to work more. When it's supposed to be, all that shit's supposed to make it so you have to work less, right? Wasn't that the idea of technology?
Yeah, it totally fucking backfired on us, for sure.
Yeah, now it's like you don't get back to someone with an email. They're like, well, I know you got email on your phone. Why aren't you getting back to me right now?
Exactly. I read an article the other day that there's a new condition or a disorder or whatever the fuck you want to call it called smartphone posture. And it's basically this, you know, people's backs are fusing into this hunched over position with their shoulders up because they're, like, constantly texting.
Let us create the shirt, the first shirt that's made for texting, like a texting shirt.
And what would that do? It would just be cut in a way that it still looks good on you when you're hunched over?
Yes, exactly. It accents your hunch to make it look like either less pronounced or more pronounced.
That's right. So it's like a social thing. The bigger your hunch, obviously, the more liked and popular you are because you're texting
exactly.
all the time.
The more important you are, obviously.
it's like a padded bra, but you can buy different size pads to enhance your hunch.
I love it. Enhance your hunch. We should think about that. I mean, think about it. I mean, and the slogan could be like, how often are you flexing your text muscle?
Flexing your text muscle.
You have
Jesus
a guy with
Christ.
Like these huge fucking thumb muscles. You know how your thumb has like that muscle right there, like all veiny fucking thumb muscle.
So he's got gigantic veiny thumbs and a big hunch, yet he's got all these like super hot bikini babes hanging off of him.
Because
that's what makes you sexy now.
And he's like tweeting off into the tweetosphere, whatever the fuck you would call it, like how awesome shit is. Because then he comes to find out he's like been on steroids. He's like fake texting and has all his. They find out that he like paid for all his friends and shit. The downward spiral.
That would make a great what was that fucking show? A Bob and David skit where like people are buying steroids to pump into their thumbs. So they can have these gigantic ripped thumbs.
And these fake hunches, these fake texting hunches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm glad this is being, this is still being recorded.
Do you remember that, Bob and David sketch about Taint? Well, I think I sent you the link to that a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, where there's like a magazine, a porno magazine that's all dedicated to Taint, and they find the best Taint model in the world, and he becomes like the superstar in the Taint industry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've actually seen that one. I would
really
love to
I'll
see
send
it, though.
It to you. I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you. It'll make you squirm and laugh at the same time.
Oh, my God. Well, we need to think about at least getting a sketch together for this text McMuscles guy that we're creating.
Text McMuscles.
But you know, when I was in my email, when I was talking about doing those, like the shirt, putting the shirt before the horse, you know, creating some shirts for Hyper Sloth Beers.
Yeah.
The thing I was trying to remember was those wacky packs. Do you remember wacky packs from Mad Magazine at all?
Wow, it rings a bell, but I can't think of what it is.
They're like kind of like gum collector's cards, but they're totally irreverent, fake advertisements, you know, of like made-up products that are made to look like Coke or whatever.
Yes, yeah, I do remember that. Okay.
And that's why I think we could make some really cool shirts. Like I had that. I was thinking about coming out with that beer for us, Lowbrow. You know, it's not like the best tasting beer in the world, but it's like super cheap, Hyper Sloth Lowbrow. And the slogan would be quantity, not quality. I mean, you could sell that shit like crazy at frat parties.
That is brilliant. You know, I think it must be ordained by the gods, because today I was looking at I used this cool sort of to-do list plug-in for Chrome. And I forgot about it, so I started using it again today, and I was looking at my to-do list, and there were several Hyper Sloth things in there that were old. One of them was like, you know, set up the Blog Talk Radio thing, build X for the website or whatever. And one of them was set up a cafe press store for Hyper Sloth, which is that website where you can go and design your own fucking T-shirts and sell them. And I make like $150 a month from that, just from Texas designs. I bet we could rake in some dough with awesome – you know, fake.
I will start. I will take an hour off every day to work on a Hyper Sloth T-shirt idea. I basically already got one, and I'm going to have some regular Hyper Sloth T-shirts made. I wanted to ask you, what slogan should we put next to Slothy? It's just going to be like we have on the Facebook page. You know, that picture that you got.
Yeah.
But him with a slogan next to him. What do you think? I mean, I almost, after talking about that free range stuff the other day, I think maybe 100% free range music wouldn't be half bad. Not a half bad idea. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's half bad. My thought is, man, I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I thought, wow, that would make a good slogan, but I also like 100% free range. And I can't remember what the other one is, so long story short is I'm totally cool with 100% free range.
Well, I wouldn't, and I remember we had that one, where were you when you first needed us? Or we were there, what was that? I think I texted you that, so I hope I still have
it. Yeah, that's it. Where were you when you needed us?
That's right. That was it.
I like that.
So maybe, yeah, I do too, actually. Where were you when you needed us? That's right. I think we have to go with that.
I think we do. That's way super clever.
So now how hard would it be to get a T-shirt to you in Nicaragua? Do you get mail?
It wouldn't be hard. It would just take a while because they have to come through customs and et cetera, et cetera.
So, I mean, it doesn't really matter if it takes a while, but I'm going to order like 4 shirts just for fun from this this website, Queensboro Shirt Company. They do shit like that pretty cheap.
Uh-huh.
You can get like 4 shirts for like $8 a piece or something. And
okay,
just
cool.
For kicks. Would you wear one? What size would you take, you think, Rufus?
These days a large, but I'm going to dedicate myself to a medium and try to make it work.
No, we're
going
to get you a large because I want you to wear it.
No, I'll wear it. Give me a medium. That's my motivation,
done,
to be able to wear it.
Right. And I've done that before, and it never really seems to work out. I do admire your response.
You don't understand. But, see, back in the States, I was running and lifting weights, and I was slim, and I came here, and I'm like, wow, they make bacon with everything, and there's steak, but I'm over that. And now that I have Pepe, my bicycle, I'm going to be a medium shirt wear soon. I swear to God. Yes.
I want to see you challenge yourself and get down into a schmedium.
A schmedium?
Yeah, that's a small medium. It's a small medium.
But I think, okay, first I'll try to fit into a large.
Right, yeah, maybe that's where you should start out.